Hello, welcome to Frosto Talks. I'm your host, Frosto. Just an all-around regular guy trying to spread overwhelming positivity and help you look at the brighter side of things. Why, hello everyone, and welcome to another episode of Frosto Talks. I'm your host, Frosto. So, sixth time is a charm. Been trying to record this now for a few days. Not a few days, the last 2 days. Yesterday I hit record and for some reason it just like nothing came out. In biz, in sales, we call it marble mouth. When it feels like you have a bunch of marbles crammed in your mouth and you can't get anything out. And yeah, I found yesterday that was the case. I had a few different topics that I wanted to talk about and I kept like mixing them up and crossing them, and it was just bad, which kind of leads me to today's topic, which is how I felt the last few weeks of 2022. Last few weeks of 2022, not even few, like probably six. Okay, if a couple's two, would a few mean more than that? I'm gonna go with yes, a few means more than that. But anyway, the last 6 weeks. Probably 7 weeks of 2022 really took a toll on me for some reason. Emotionally, mentally, mainly mentally. For those that follow me on social media, that's at Frosto, of course. And did create a new TikTok. It's called Handle Savage Dad 88. I'm savage. Because I'm savage. I'm a dad. Savage Dad 88. But I shared with you guys probably the tail end of September. No. When is it September? I was rushed to the hospital thinking I had a heart attack. And it ended up being a massive anxiety attack. Now, I never thought I had anxiety. I never, you know, claimed to have anxiety. On the contrary, I actually really don't like people that use excuses for issues that they may have, medical issues that they may have, and that's what like prevents them from things like crippling anxiety, you know. And again, not to bash anyone that truly does have these things, I just feel like in today's day and age these terms just get so easily thrown around and you know, so easily overused, and people just use them as an excuse. So once again, I do apologize to people that do suffer from anxiety. As someone that did have a fucking massive anxiety attack, I now know how it can physically affect you. So yeah, with that being said, ever since then I tried to kind of come to terms with it. And the doctor even told me, he's like, you know, unfortunately, now that you've had one, you know what, you'll have more, you know. In years past, prior to this, I just thought it was stress. I just thought that the imminent feeling of doom and destruction was just because of my current situation, not really understanding that I had anxiety, which is really funny because, you know, a lot of people that I know, or, you know, a coworker of mine, when she asked what happened, because of course I posted it on my Instagram, and she's like, yeah, I could have told you had anxiety. And I was like, really? Damn. But anyway, so that coupled with, you know, my mom's health, which it's so spotty right now, you know, as I've shared before, she's on her second bout fighting cancer, and you know, it's just, it's not easy, man. For those that have experienced this, they see their loved ones just wither away, you know, and it's hard, you know, whether it's the cancer, the medication, it's just one thing after another, and, you know, at a certain point, it's like, well, what's worse? You know, and my mom, dude, she's a fucking, she's a beast. She's a fighter. And she's a savage. I mean, that's where I get it from. That's where my sister gets it from. So, you know, she's toughing it out, doing what she can, and God bless her, you know, God bless her for it. And you know, here we are. But just seeing it, seeing it is what really fucks me up. And not being able to be there, you know, it's this imminent feeling of guilt for just not being able to be there, not being able to be there for my sister, who's you know, taking it head on and taking care of her. And yeah, I just, it all, you know, it all came crashing down at the end of 2022. And you know, I really, going into 2023, going into this new year, if you remember last year, I dropped an episode, and it was, are you wasting your time? And it was this whole thing about how much time we're wasting on our phone and social media and this, that, and the other. And so that sparked and motivated me to get off the gram, get off social media for about 6 months. And I did. And I did. But then when I got back on, I felt myself just going right back to my old habits. Yeah, you know, I gave myself such huge, lofty goals in 2022. And towards the end of 2023, when I was towards the end of the year, I was reevaluating, and, you know, I came to the conclusion that, like, I didn't hit shit. I accomplished some goals, obviously, but, like, not the main ones, you know? And I began to ask myself, like, what was my purpose, you know? And an amazing book that I read, A New Earth, it describes your ego as almost another entity in your body, in your mind, in your soul. And your ego is someone that, or something, or, you know, whatever, is it's selfish, you know? Your ego's selfish. Your ego wants for itself. And when you do things fueled by ego, and it's easily masked by good intentions, by the way, you know, when you know, the ego constantly needs energy, the ego constantly needs to be fed in some way or another. And I felt like everything I did was ego-driven. It wasn't sincere, you know. And for those that follow me, towards the end of the year, I wasn't really posting much on either platform, because when I realized that all of my intentions were fueled by ego, I felt fake. You know, I got to a point where I felt almost purposeless, you know, that I didn't feel like myself. I believe it's called imposter syndrome, where everything that I claim to be and everything that I put, you know, out, we call it customer facing, right? Like everything that I portrayed to be, like, I wasn't that. Like, I was fake. Like, I was just doing it to post, and I was just doing it to share to the world. And it really got to me. And in a really long-winded intro, that's kind of what has brought me to this episode, which is complacency. You know, I found myself complacent. You know, I got a job where I can make my own hours, and you know, I have a beautiful, loving family that we're just in a really good place. And in a way, I wanted to stay there, you know? Like, I fought so hard to overcome a lot, whether it was childhood trauma and abuse and drug addiction and alcoholism and, you know, just all this shit, right? And I've always been fighting. I've always been trying to overcome things. And I'm finally at a place where I'm, you know, somewhat successful. You know, I have a good job. I have a loving family. I have a house. You know, so on paper, I'm doing good. And for the first time, like, I felt great with my situation. Like, I had a grip. But then with everything with my like I said, my mom and all that, like, I allowed myself to get stuck in my feelings. You know, feelings are fleeting. You know, the great Jocko Willink said, motivation is fleeting. I don't do things when I'm motivated, because motivation is just a feeling. That's why it's so important to be disciplined, because discipline is what ensures you're going to get up at 5:30 in the morning. Discipline is what ensures that you are going to get things done when you don't want to get things done. Discipline is what is going to push you to strap on those shoes and go on that ruck or run in 40 degree weather when the sun's not out, everyone's asleep. Like, that is what's important, is discipline. Because motivation is just a feeling. Feelings. And we get, you know, that's the thing with feelings, is we get stuck in our feelings. And, I mean, it's natural, right? Because we feel them. But I got stuck in that complacency. I allowed myself to feel sorry for myself. I allowed myself to get so wrapped up in me and what I was going through with my mom, and, you know, stressed out at work, and, you know, my anxiety and my what I thought was a heart attack, that, like, I got stuck there. And because my immediate situation, as far as, like, my family and my wife and my kids were so good, I allowed myself to just create a safe space. And that, in turn, became complacent. I was complacent. I was complacent with what I had around me, because it's what made me feel comfortable. And complacency is death. Wow, did I just come up with a title to this episode? Complacency is death, ladies and gentlemen. As someone that is an overachiever, someone that wants more, someone that wants to prove people wrong, as someone that wants to just go, go, go and be the savage that he claims to be, complacency should be nowhere in their being. It shouldn't even be in their vocabulary. And as someone that takes pride in being extreme in all aspects, complacency truly is death. You know, I know this sounds cliche, but what happens to a shark when it stops moving? It dies, right? Well, I stopped moving. I stopped moving forward. Again, I allowed myself to feel. I allowed myself to sulk in this in my current situation, that I left no room for progress. And that, my friends, is not a place you want to be. So, with all that being said, here we are. Again, the titles, right, and the names and the issues, you know, self-diagnosis, but I never claimed to be depressed or have depression or anything like that. But that complacency led me to what I believe was depression. I fell into a heavy state of depression, and in no way, shape, or form am I trying to take away, claim, or put myself in this category, but for a second there, I understood why people commit suicide. For a second, in the slightest percentage, I got it. And I told myself, like, I realized, like, if people truly felt this way every day, you know, they always say suicide is a permanent solution for a temporary problem. And that sounds great when you're not going through it. And once again, guys, I want to hammer home, I wasn't suicidal. I wasn't in that dark of a place. But just in that moment, with how I felt, I realized that if people truly felt like this and worse, yeah. Is it okay? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. Especially if you have children, especially if you have a family. But like I said, it got dark for a little bit. That purposeless feeling that I had, it made me, it opened my eyes to a lot. So luckily for me, I have come to terms with a lot. I have experienced a lot where I'd like to think I'm a pretty self-aware person, and because I'm such an emotional person, and because I have such an amazing support system, my wife, who's a fucking saint, man, she's an angel. God, I love her. Every step of the way, no matter what it was, like, was just there and allowed me to talk through this. And that's the beauty about our relationship, right? Is sometimes you just need to bounce ideas. You just need to talk to someone. You just need someone to reassure you that what you're feeling is normal. Even if it's not normal, that it's okay to feel those things, just as long as you're willing to talk through them and be proactive. And along with that complacency, being proactive helps a lot of situations. Because, excuse me, it's easy to woe is me, right? It's easy to, oh, these issues and what's wrong with me and, oh my God, look at this and da 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 da. And that's fine, right? To a certain extent. Like you can, back to the feelings. Everyone has them. It's okay to express and understand and feel the feelings. But what are you going to do about it? That's the next question, is what are you going to do about it? All right, you feel this way. You're in this situation, but what are you going to do about it? You know, I believe in Navy SEALs. They have an expression: work the problem, right? And what are you going to do? And for the first time in my 34 years of existence, I didn't have a plan. Which, I mean, it's not saying much because I really don't have a plan when it comes to anything. I just wing it. But I didn't want to plan, which is what was so different. You know, the famous words of any man is, I'll figure it out. And I had no want to figure it out. And that's what scared me. That's what scared me, was I had no energy to figure it out. I had no motivation. I had no motivation to figure it out. And that's where I was stuck. That's why I was feeling purposeless. That's why I was feeling depressed. And then I realized, and then I came to the conclusion, and then I had the epiphany that all of my issues stemmed from lack of action. Not happy with the amount of money in my bank account? Work more. Not happy with what I see in the mirror? Work more. Not happy with where I was in life? Work more. And in my search and in my fight to find balance, I became complacent with my situation. And being that that's not who I am, I became depressed. So, I say all that to say, complacency, it's not something you want to be. It's not where you want to be. And if you find yourself in this situation, you got to do more. You know, that's the conclusion I came to. You got to do more. You got to do more. You got to plan. You got to attack. And that's why discipline is so important, because, you know, no matter how you feel, you're going to get it done. And so being that we're a week in, it's the 8th of January that I'm recording this. I'll probably drop this tomorrow morning or, hey, later today, because, you know, my ass is up early as hell. Recording this, instead of this big grandiose, oh, this is what I'm going to do, and here are the 15 fucking New Year's resolutions and blah, 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 blah. No, no. No, no. I'm going to keep it simple in 2023. And it's simply do what I don't want to do. Do the hard thing. If there are two options, do the harder one. You know, and this goes to, this transcends in all aspects of life. My parents out there, you know, when you're at the grocery store and you're cruising through the frozen section, and you see the Dino Nuggets, you see the frozen Dino Nuggets, and you grab them, you grab a pack, because you know there's those days where you're just lazy and you just throw them in the air fryer, and you know for the kids, like no, cook them the food, bro. Take the time, cook them the food. You know, you're driving by McDonald's and you're tired and you just hit the drive-thru real quick. Nah, go home, cook yourself a meal. You know, you don't want to do that extra rep. You don't want to do that extra set. Do it. That's exactly what you should be doing. Your alarm goes off and you want to hit snooze. Don't do it. Once again, this thought process of mine of do the hard shit applies to everything in life. And when you challenge yourself to do the hard shit and you spend that mental energy to get yourself to do the hard shit, I found in the 8 days of this new year that everything else goes away. All the issues, all the stress, all the problems, all that shit goes away. You're so focused on doing that one thing you don't want to do and arguing with yourself in your mind. Just quit, just stop. This is enough. And just keep pushing through it. And at the end, it's such a rewarding feeling that all that shit in the meantime and before that, it goes away. So that's what I'm doing. And to all my listeners and anyone and everyone that follows me, that's my challenge to you. Do the hard shit, because complacency is truly death. Till next time, folks. Hope you have a great day.